This week, our team in St. Louis, Missouri, has been bringing you stories from a city you might not have even heard of 10 years ago, Ferguson, a suburb about 20 minutes north of St. Louis. Our final story begins with a fire.
Bigfoot is on fire.
Burning up, man.
On fire.
Wow. About a week after Michael Brown Jr., an 18-year-old black man, was shot by a white Ferguson police officer, the Quick Trip gas station was set on fire, apparently because a confrontation between Brown and a clerk there led to the police call. Michael McMillan made a call that night to a director on Quick Trip's board.
And I told him, I said, you can't just let this be vacant, abandoned, derelict. This is going to be an eyesore, and it's going to be a source of decay. And just really to remind everyone about all of the ills of St. Louis. I said, we've got to do something positive with it.
McMillan is the president and CEO of the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis, a century-old civil rights group that focuses on economic advancement. And don't let a Southern accent fool you. McMillan was born and raised in St. Louis and got started in the Urban League a long time ago.
So I joined on my 16th birthday.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So you're definitely in the
mix. Been involved for 37 years.
Those talks during the protest led to the Ferguson Community Empowerment Center, a collaboration between the Urban League and the Salvation Army. The building stands on the very spot where the Quick Trip used to be. It's where we met McMillan and some of the other people in this story. And a lot of the programs offered in the new space come directly from what leaders like McMillan heard during the Ferguson protests.
The staff at the Urban League, we would change every night at 5 o'clock, and we would come out and walk the streets and just ask people and talk to folks and be there for them.
There's a lot of technical ability in this organization, always has been, right?
Sure.
So why not? Why did it take Michael Brown's death to get the Urban League to kick it into gear in this area?
This was viewed as an area where there were not nearly as many needs. So if you have St. Louis City with this enormous concentration of poverty, East St. Louis that has one of the highest concentrations of poverty in the country. So those were our top priorities, not the suburbs. And so this changed that. It had us to evolve and really take a hard look at there's more poverty in the county than you thought.
The Urban League wasn't the only organization that turned its attention to Ferguson after Michael Brown's death. The Department of Justice conducted an official review of the Ferguson Police Department. In 2015, they found that police in the area had been encouraged to fine residents to generate revenue for the city, one of the factors leading to a culture of heavy-handed policing and onerous fines for things like, and I quote, manner of walking in roadway. Blake Strode is the executive director of Arch City Defenders, a legal advocacy organization that had been sounding the alarm for years. He says there has been significant progress on the issue of excessive fines and fees.
Municipal court revenues in 2013, just in the St. Louis region, were over $60 million. In 2023, that figure is $17.8 million. So that's a huge decrease. You're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars not being extracted disproportionately out of poor black communities. So that's a big deal. And when we talk to our clients, many of them talk about the night and day experience of moving and working and traveling through their neighborhoods, their municipalities, their hometowns.
What would make a real difference so that, you know, if you and I talk again 10 years from now, we're not having the same conversation?
Well, the thing that would make the biggest difference is actually to realize that these municipal courts aren't necessary at all. Realistically, do we think they're going to disappear? No, we don't. But we do think that an obvious and very achievable outcome is to consolidate all of those operations and take them out of municipal governance. If this is a court operation, it should be operated by a professional court in a consolidated way without the embedded conflicts of interest where you have judges moonlighting as prosecuting attorneys here and defense attorneys there and city attorneys over there. It's just a system that no one would design unless you were actually trying to profit from poor people.
Our producers went to a park in Ferguson to see if residents have felt a change. They met Henry Jones, Ollie Brown, and Willie Powell, who all said they did.
The police department has changed a lot.
For one thing, they'd noticed the number of black police officers now in Ferguson. In 2014, there were only 3 black officers on the force. Now more than half the department's officers are black.
Mostly now it's mixed now.
And yeah. Does that make you feel safer?
A lot safer, yeah.
I mean, it does. Especially at our age, we're here. I mean, we see what's going on. We see the change. We're scared for the kids.
meaning while they feel safer as older adults, they worry that younger people are still at risk as victims, but also as perpetrators.
Some young guys and these young kids be right here where we are. But majority of the time, we watch them. And we watching them like a train out of control.
They just got in their head. They want to be a gangster, right. You know.
Police can't change. It got to start from home first.
Got to start from home.
Back at the community center, we met Lakeisha Fields. She's trying to help the kids and families the men at the park were talking about. We met her in a room filled with colorful chairs.
Oh, I guess these are kind of more kid-sized.
Yes.
Not little.
But fourth through the sixth.
Okay. Yeah.
Lakeisha Fields is the regional social services director for the Salvation Army that works out of the community center. So what's going on here?
So a lot actually goes on in this building. We have our emergency social services. So families who need financial assistance, they come in and we rent utilities, mortgage, any kind of assistance like that. And then this space you see is for our youth. It's Spark Academy. And that's for kids third, fourth, and fifth graders. During the school year, it's an after-school program. In the summer, it's a full summer immersion all day.
Do you think it's making a difference?
I do think it's making a difference. It's a positive presence in the community, right? People know they can come here. They know if it's a safe space. They know that they can receive help.
The Salvation Army estimates they serve about 14,000 people in the area. But despite all these efforts, people in Ferguson are leaving, while elsewhere in the state, the population is going up. So to keep people here, investments in the community are essential. Here's the Urban League's Michael McMillan again.
There's no part of this whole state that has been stigmatized in such a negative way like Ferguson. So there's been a lot of different reasons why people would leave. But, you know, I'm very hopeful that we can kind of plateau and rebuild on these major corridors. And then as a result, make people see the revitalization and want to go rent in some of these apartment complexes and buy homes and stabilize and rebuild to where we were before and then hopefully better.
Hopefully setting off a different kind of light in Ferguson and beyond.